is an elder. Was, that's right. Was. Yeah, we defrocked and blew out that from here, just like that. Anyway, yeah, just three short verses, right? And yet just some of the most significant and just rich verses in the Bible. So I'll try and keep an eye on the clock, see how we do, but be patient with me. Yeah, as Scott mentioned, went on this retreat, fantastic father-son retreat. Only found out about 2 weeks ago, and so tried to send out an invitation to a couple of dads too, and only on such short notice could Scott join me. Wow, a little too much reverb there. We bring that down. Anyway, fantastic retreat. Oh my goodness. And we were just so blessed, and so I show up and I'm here and I am this morning spilling over with just, my spirit is so saturated. And yet prep time for the sermon was about an hour too short, and then this morning I'm working fast and furious on the home computer and I save it and, you know, and even send it as an email and get over here trying to open it up. And I think the demons just knew this was going to be a powerful sermon and they just wanted to mess with me this morning. I get here to this computer, I'm going to print it off, and it's like, not there anyway. So just again, confirming my belief, in every computer there is a demon, and in printers and photocopiers there's a legion. Okay? Always disclaimer, we'll just see how this goes, okay? Incredible verses. The way it starts out with verse 21 too, I mean, our status before God, pre-Christian, before Christ, it's just almost offensive, and it really is, these words, offensive to many people who don't have Christ. I mean, listen to it once. I mean, so if you don't have Christ, you are alienated from God. You are alienated from God. You are enemies in your minds to God because of your evil behavior. Try one out in the marketplace and, you know, let's start out a conversation with a non-Christian that way, huh? Enemies of God, alienated from Him because of your evil behavior. Thank you very much. Sounds intense. All right. Think of it this way, though. I mean, that really is our status before God. No one stands before God as righteous. No one. Well, I'm a good person, really. Check this out. Imagine if, just in your mind, if all of a sudden, you know how sometimes on a computer screen they can project it up. Now, these days in technology, I can't do this, but you know, some of these computer gurus, they can project it up onto a big screen. Big screen. They can do that back there. You know, a computer screen, all of a sudden. Can you imagine if your mind and everything that goes through your mind, and God just went and cut and pasted all of the shameful, miserable, worst thoughts that you have, the perverse thoughts, those malicious thoughts towards people, those thoughts, the things that you say in your mind, you've judge